Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on where you are in the world. My name is Johnny Moto. This is AV Insider. As always, I'm your host, unless tomorrow I won't be, but as far as I know, I am. So let's continue with the show. As always, I have a special guest, and before I bring them on, I'd like to thank the sponsor. And as always, the sponsor is Ingram Micro, the world's largest technology distributor, delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. If you head over to Ingram Micro, you could see if my next guest currently has their products there. I'd tell you, or I'd let them tell you, or it could just be as easy as heading over to ingrammicro.com and finding out for yourself. As I mentioned, I have a special guest who is, and I always get people's names wrong, so let's shoot for the best. I have Domenico Carpanzano, who is the CEO of Domots. Correct?
Correct. Good morning. How are you?
Did I say the company name correctly?
You did, actually. It's well done. No, spot on.
Oh, well, thank you. I feel a little less bad than I was going to. Thank you for being on the show this morning. I know. Well, actually, it's the afternoon for you, correct?
Yeah. I'm in between places. But yes, I'm in Europe right now. Just landed in San Francisco.
Cool. So let's talk a little bit about the company. Actually, wait. Before I talk about the company, let's talk about you, because the company is new, correct?
It's 2 years old, but we've been in the market with the product for 6 months, so relatively new.
Okay, so let's talk about you a little bit, because maybe this is your first technical job or job ever.
It is, actually. It is. It's an interesting exercise. Yes, I came to this market from a slightly different way than others because I was a consumer. I had a very complicated house and I had a passion for technology, and I kind of went a little bit nuts on my latest house and project, where I put 16 miles of cabling in and put every piece of electronic under the sun, and programmed it all myself. I had a control four system, I had a whole bunch of Cisco routers, switches, and all kinds of stuff, but it was my passion, so I did it myself. And then after it was done, I realized that the house was entirely dependent on the network and electronics, and that there was a need for support. So I decided to look into support systems, so that when my wife called me telling me that something wasn't working, I could actually do something about it. So that's how the company started 2 years ago.
Okay, and then 2 years later, one and a half years later, a product was developed. So let's talk about, before we get to the product, you created this company, right? So in its infancy stage, the reason is because of you loving technology. That's the world that we live in. It's put into your home, and you were searching companies for support, and it pretty much doesn't really exist, right?
Yeah, just to give you an idea, I mean, I had hot water pipes that are controlled by an IP-enabled actuator. Literally, I mean, if the network doesn't work in my house, you can move out. Lighting, phone, security, anything. So, yes, it was actually a basic need because, there's always something going wrong, unfortunately.
Okay. So that led us to your company, or the birth of Domots. And at the time, That was the need, and so here we are today. So 2 years from that time, roughly.
Yeah, we have today a product in the market that is called Domots Pro, that is towards the CDM market, and in general the IT professionals who want to deliver support, remote support, to their customers at home. The system has been installed 15,000, I'm sorry, yeah, we have 15,000 installations around the world, mostly in the United States. We have almost 10,000 of those that are happy paying customers. The other ones are trials. Our biggest customer is actually Best Buy, and under the Magnolia brand, Magnolia Care uses Domots Pro to deliver their Magnolia Care package to their thousands of customers around the country. We have over 1,000 dealers from the Cydia channel on board. And we have the odd geek enthusiast or small IT professional that uses the system to be on top of their electronics. I have people in Germany that have Mercedes and BMW dealerships that are under Domots. We have Domots in some pretty high profile clients home that are very focused on service. It's going pretty well.
So tell me a little bit how the product itself works. You say Domo's Pro, right? So let's say I've done the 21-day free trial and I love it. And then I want to start paying for the professional service. What exactly am I getting when I pay for the product?
What you're getting today is a license for a year, which we charge at $36 a year, basically $3 a month. That is as it follows a all-you-can-eat approach, unlimited devices, VLANs, functionality. We're actually about to change that, not in price, but in terms of format. We're going to a credit-based system, so basically from in about a week's time, you are just going to put credits in the platform, in your wallet. One credit is equal to 1 month of network monitoring, equals to $2.99, so the price is actually unchanged. And then you can have as many licenses, as many boxes, as many, you can move those credits wherever you want. So that's gives the dealer a little more flexibility in how they want to allocate, if they want to pull boxes out, they want to pull them, you know, that gives a lot of flexibility.
So there's a
So
physical piece of hardware.
yes, there is an appliance that we drop on the network that and acts like that pair of eyes on the network that the remote support agent can use to understand, we'll be alerted as soon as something goes wrong, and then use it to intervene. And the system does two things essentially. It makes you aware of problems, and it allows you to remotely connect back into the house and do something about those problems. That something is either a remote power action, so shutting things down and up again, or actually getting inside those devices and change configuration. I was actually on a plane for a change a couple of weeks ago, and I was troubleshooting. I mean, I got an email, I had internet, I had a problem at home where they couldn't get on the guest Wi-Fi, and I from the plane actually I got him back into my home and create a new Wi-Fi guest SSID, and the whole thing was working. So that's the kind of thing that results.
And you have integrators, you have large or not manufacturers, manufacturers, large corporate companies using products, correct? Or the service, rather.
That is correct, yes.
Yes. Do you see yourself building more hardware, or do you think that the current hardware and platform that you're providing to these customers would be a good solution that is scalable from small to large applications, the where you won't have to create any more hardware, that we're pretty much self-contained what you offer currently?
We are a software company rather than a hardware company. We need our software to run on something in the home 24/7, but essentially we're a software company. And in fact, we announced this partnership with Luxul, a router manufacturer, and they are going to be putting a Domo's Pro software instance in each one of their new generation routers coming from January onwards. So that's kind of the direction we're taking the company, that we want to distribute our software rather than really distribute our boxes. I mean, boxes is a nice and elegant way, and it's an easy plug and play, but you know, it basically, I don't mind how you put it in, but the important thing is I have a piece of hardware I can rely on.
Okay, so Luxul, as you mentioned, which is a parent, well, a sub company of now the larger parent company Legrand, who is a very large European manufacturer. They have a ton of companies, rather. A lot of them have been on my show. Luxul recently had been on the show. So now, on their newer generation products, you're saying that I can purchase some of their, did you say not access points, but some of the routers,
Routers, the
some of
routers,
the
yeah.
routers. That'll now have your software built in, and then from that point, once I've deployed a network, I can choose to activate your service by, I'm
Absolutely.
assuming, contacting the company and get the support that I need that a network requires.
Yeah, and Luxul also supports our own product in the sense that they frankly distribute it from us. I mean, we go through via their distribution. We are present in over 40 distributors around the world in as a joint Luxul Domo's you know product. We're both independent. They you know they are agnostic of what monitor system they support, and I'm agnostic of all the routers and switches that I support. But we happen to work very well together, and it's working pretty well. So yeah.
So do you think that I guess to my other question about hardware, since you're more of a software company, that would it make more sense that the goal of the company is just to partner with stronger companies in the networking field or arena to incorporate your services into their products, as you're not necessarily the hardware company, you're the software, and you want to launch your software with those companies so that you work hand in hand with those larger companies.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we are in those discussions right now. Luxel was the first one. We have a number of others that are we're working on, and that is absolutely the direction where we are taking this. As I said, I mean, we, in order of to be able to do this, we need to have our own hardware because we know we can count on ourselves. But the as we do that and the footprint, I mean, we are installing about 100 of these things a day, so. It's growing pretty fast, and we, I think the growth is easier if we find partners. So that's absolutely where we're taking this.
And you said earlier that there really doesn't seem to be a limitation on devices that can be monitored,
That's
right?
correct. We support VLANs. We support subnets up to 22. But there's, yeah, no, we don't. I mean, the discovery is a pretty. It's a relatively simple process.
Okay. Now, since the company started 2 years ago, and then we started getting the product 6 months ago, in the year and a half that it took to get to the point of the product, was there a lot of trial and error? Or even back then, were you thinking about already working with these manufacturers to get the software with these manufacturers? Or if you can't say that, I understand, but it sounds like
This
that
was
might
a
have been the goal
company.
from day
No,
one.
no. This was a company. It was started out of passion, not with a business plan. I thought there was a huge need, and I thought there was a huge market behind. I had the means to sponsor the development initially, and actually up to now. Took us 10 months to do an MVP. So we started in January 15 and came to with an MVP by the end of October. We put it out on Reddit. We had 200 people interested. We were giving away for free. 200 people interested, 50 downloads, and probably 400 grand spent. And then I decided it was time to have another fulfill another passion of mine, which was go and check out CES, which I'd never been. So I booked a booth at CES, and the first guy that stops at my booth on the first day of the show is Best Buy. And 3 months later, we signed a contract. I actually meet their CEO 24, 48 hours later. We signed a contract 3 months later. We do a pilot in Minneapolis, and in October they go nationwide throughout the country. So that's how we got started. At that point, it became, the company grew from 5 people to 35 people. So now we have a business plan. We acquired another company, Thing, which we were in touch, had been in touch for a while.
I was wondering if that's the company that you acquired because of the hardware name. I'm like, it sounds like that, and I kind of didn't really hear. So,
Yeah.
okay.
So we partnered. We merged with them, and then became. All of a sudden, that they Thing is an application very popular in the networking industry. It's loved by millions of people. We have 15 million downloads. So overnight, literally, my crowd went from the while I was still in trialing with Best Buy, we went from 1,000 hits a month on the website to 100,000 a month. So that's how the whole thing started, and it kind of gone. I mean, frankly, it feels like 10 years have passed in the last year, but it's like dog years.
With the amount of stuff that you just said, it sounds like 10 years worth of work all crammed in the last
It
two years.
well, and it feels like as well. Pretty
Well,
tired.
I mean, to have this idea, okay, so consumer with the passion to, I have all this technology in my home. I'm not able to find the support that I need, so let's go out and figure out a way to get it because, well, first it's a passion thing. Then it's this could be a viable solution for the mass. Then you said, well, I want to go to CES. I've never been there. Okay, let's, one of the world's largest shows for consumer electronics. And then how lucky is it that you just happened to run into Best Buy? And then from there, you get to meet
In my previous job, I used to be on fixed income trading, and we used to say better lucky than smart. So I'll take it.
Okay. And then from there, you get a contract, and then from there, you acquire a brilliant company, Thing, who most of the AV integrators that I've known have used that for so long. So then you've acquired them, partnered with them, have grown and scaled, exponentially. And then within 2 years, which is a very, it could either be a very short or a very long time for a startup, just depending on, I guess, on which company you end up being
Which,
through that
yeah.
process. And for you, end up being a good one, because so many startups just don't make it. It's really tough. But for your company, it sounds like you are just growing very, very rapidly. And that's great. But that there's the comment of 10 years worth of work in 2 years. And it sounds like it's been great. There's probably a lot of late nights and
Yeah, no,
traveling
there's a
and
lot of yeah, there's a lot of 20 hours a day, but no, it's been really good. It's frankly, it's great. I mean, we are growing in a market that is growing. It's fantastic. I mean, look at companies like even Luxul themselves. They're growing at double high double digit rates. Imagine us getting in. It's great. I mean, we got the market behind us, and we got I think a good product. And there's a huge need, so it's all happening.
okay, before I get into the next question, again, I should mention the sponsor because they keep this Northern California cloud moving along, which is currently dumping down rain. And it's been very, very warm over the last several months. And it's wintertime. Sounds crazy. Not important. What is important is Ingram Micro, the world's largest technology distributor delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. Head over to ingrammicro.com, check out some of the solutions for you that they have. Again, my current hosts may even have their products there. I don't know, so let's ask him.
Not yet, because what I did to kind of shortcut and go straight to market, I went through Luxul distribution to get the product out there in very in a short time. We're now getting our own distribution agreement, so hopefully we add that one to the list as a direct relationship pretty soon. I'm fully aware of
So
them.
direct through the manufacturers and things like that. So do you have like a direct to dealer kind of thing, or is it make more sense for your company to be through larger companies in their hardware so that you're just getting products out to everybody?
It's really up to our customers, which are the dealer community, the CEDIA community. I mean, they can purchase direct. Lots of people, do not like going on a website for such a technology industry. They still don't like going on a website and doing stuff themselves. They want to talk to somebody. We have a sales force. They're based in Atlanta. We try not to harass people. Usually, it's more inbound. We get plenty of inbound leads. Through distribution, we obviously reach a lot more, and through this Luxul partnership and hopefully more partnerships, we're going to reach out more. So it is a bit of a mixture. I mean, I'm new at this, so I'm learning as I go, but I'm all about giving options to make it easy.
So you have a few teams, correct? Or a few HQ locations, if you will. Yesterday when you and I spoke, I think you were in the North Bay in San Francisco.
Yeah.
You're headed to London currently, and I think there's a place in Spain. Am I wrong?
Well, actually, I'm in London right now. Just landed. I'm about to get on a plane to Paris. But no, we have this is the company of the future. We got like six or seven locations. We have headquarters are in London, where we have about 13 people. We have about 15 people in Pisa, in Italy, where a lot of our development takes place. We have two, well, about to be four. People in Rome, where the original Think company was started and the founders are. We have five people in the US. I have some in Atlanta on the sales side, the biz dev in San Francisco. I just hired two more people there actually to bring it up to four. We have a marketing person in LA. So we are actually, I'm looking in Australia now. Yeah, no, we're quite scattered, but it's working surprisingly well actually. That's been one of the good surprises.
I think that's
Well, one of the many good surprises.
I will say that's the company of the future, multiple locations, but I think that's great if you're going to try and reach out to multiple parts of the world or corners of the world rather. Why not have different headquarters in different areas? Time frames, you have people there that can answer questions during their
Yeah, no, it's
part.
working pretty well. It's working very well, actually.
So what's next for the company? Where do you see yourself going?
Well, we need to really hammer. We're 6 months old in the market, so I think 2017 for us is a consolidation year. I mean, we've gone from creation to growth. I think there's a ton of functionality that is going to make the product not just great, but totally, you know, the next thing that people need. I mean, given that right now we build infrastructure, but I want to build intelligence. I want to help people do their job and make it easy for them. So I think the one thing that differentiates us from other people in this space is that we are the guys that are, I think, the most user-centric, trying to understand what problems we're trying to solve instead of being device-centric. And we're trying to add that level of intelligence, be it into automatic device recognition, automatic setup, automatic problem detection, automatic problem resolution. So that's where I want to take the company. That's what 2017 is for us. If you look at the new stuff that we're releasing in Q1, we have an event engine, we have Domo's AI, which is my version of intelligence, where, you know, I try to understand patterns and adapt to them. You know, there's a lot of pretty cool features that are coming up. So that's where we're taking it.
Okay. Now, let's think. We talked about your CDM market, right? That's that's where I saw your company. I think you guys were in the Innovation Alley this year in Texas.
Yeah. We had a good day. It was a really good show for us.
Yeah. Now, what other shows? You mentioned CES. Would you go to the Pro AV Side Infocom, shows like that?
You know, we haven't. We've been focusing on the residential so far, so we haven't graduated to Infocom. I think we need to tailor. We have a couple of initiatives on the commercial side that we're testing. I don't know if, you know, already in June, whenever it is, on next year, we're going to ISE.
Okay.
I'm not sure we're going to be in Infocom in, I think it's in June, maybe the following year. I think we've been mostly focused on the residential market just because I want to nail it, and then we'll start expanding more. We're definitely going to see it back to CES. It was such a great place for us. So yeah, so we're doing that too. We have our CES angle is really this year is about Think. We have two brands. The Domo's brand and Domo's Pro is the CDM market is a B2B offering. We also have a Think brand where. We literally have, I mean, we have 30,000 downloads of Think every single day. We have 50 million people that download it. And I mean, 80% of those people are actually consumer trying to solve problems themselves. So through the Think brand, actually, we have a product for the consumer side as well. So that's actually what we're pushing in at CES specifically.
Okay. When you go to CES, are you representing the company as Fing, or are you doing a split because your company is sort of a consumer side and pro side, depending on how you're approaching it? Do you try and do both, or do you see it more as...
Frankly, it's the same. It's the same technology. It's just how you who's your user base. I mean, CES is more consumer focused, and really, you know, for example, we launched a product called Fing Box, which is essentially Fing in a box, and it's very much like a it's the same idea of a Domo's box, but it is much more, you know, much simpler functionality. It does, you know, three things, and a lot of that are very, you know, geared towards the consumer. We launched it on Indiegogo. It's a DIY self-help security, network security, and troubleshooting. We launched it on Indiegogo about 2.5 weeks ago. We already sold, I think, 5,500 of these things.
Wow.
We raised over $300,000 in a very short space of time. But behind every Think box, there's going to be essentially also a Domo. So if that person is really using Think and has a Think box, you know, tries to fix things on his own, eventually he's not going to be able to because as things get complicated. He can always push a button and say, I need help. And that I need help basically can enable a Domo's Pro dashboard to pop up in an integrator site somewhere. Local that can say, hey, you know, let me help you. So that's it's really the same. It's all part of the same plan, but it's just how you cut it to whoever is using. That's why I'm saying we're user centric. I mean, you need to hit the needs of a lot of people here. People ultimately, our customers are the people we try to help are the people at home. But the way we get to them, you know, is really it changes depending on what, you know, at what stage they are. And as we started from the CDM channel because I thought it was very, very important to to nail the segment, which I think is key. If you look at other brands, I mean, all even brands that start as consumer brands, you know, look at Eero, look at Nest, look at Sonos, you know, they all start consumer, but they always go back to that CDM market. I think it's very important to get that right, because that's where you learn stuff and that's where you get it right.
Okay, that's I think it's very important. I used to do a lot of worker startups in the SoMa district, the south of Market in San Francisco, because
Yeah, I know very well where it is.
there's so many there, and they just that's why I said initially that startups have this lifespan. Some of them go on for years, and I feel like that they may never be anything, and then eventually they shut down. And some of them take off, like you do, right? And it's
Yeah,
interesting
sure.
because they're all kind of like, you know, in that little area, and they. It's so interesting to see their companies and how they scale and where they come from. And some of them, you know, a lot of them that I've seen, you know, come from Japan, Europe, and things like that. And then they come here, they come to the area in the SoMa district, like I talk about. Whether, you know, that's a smart move because of how much it costs to have a company or live here in that area is insane. But
You know what, the San Francisco is just, it's another world. I mean, every time I go there, what I achieve there in a week is equivalent to what I achieve in a year in London. So I'm spending more and more time there. You're one phone call away from everybody. It's really a great place to do business development and to do more. I'm really enjoying. I mean, I'm very happy we set up an office there, because it's making a real difference to where we're going as a company.
Well, it seems to be helping. You guys are growing so quick. Let's talk. Okay, the name of the company. Why Domots? What does it mean? Why did you pick the name?
Domo is a declination related to house in my ancient languages. It happens to be the beginning of my name. My kids are Oliver, Matilda, and Zachary. They kind of fit in there as well. It made sense at the time.
Okay.
It's our Fing brand is much more recognized, so we've been playing at times with the idea of just using that. I think it serves a pretty good purpose to have two brands for two different markets. So
Sure.
I'm probably going to get at some point as we get more sophisticated some great product manager or brand consultant telling me what to do, but right now it's
It
working out okay.
seems to be working out pretty darn better than okay, I think. So currently headed back to London. What are you trying to achieve while you're there?
Well, it's the end of the year. I unfortunately spend too much time on a plane, and it's always actually good to spend time with the people that make this thing possible. So I'm trying to spend as much time as I can in the office. At the start, I was the founder, the salesperson, the product manager. I mean, the only thing that I don't do, fortunately, is development. As we grow, we are. Fortunately, making sure these functions are done by the proper people, but it's important to really spend time with each and every one of them. So we have releases every 2 weeks. We have an agile style of development. So every 2 weeks there's new stuff coming out. There's some pretty important stuff coming out. There's some things we promised before the end of the year, which I need want to make sure they come out. There is planning for next year. There is I mean, we're trying to do leap and bounds to move forward, and I want to be on top of it.
Okay. Now, is there anything that we haven't mentioned about either one of the brands, which are essentially hand in hand, almost identical to each other, but you know, you have some stuff you're going to talk about when you get into CES in January. You have some, you know, new stuff coming into quarter one. We're not quite there yet, so we won't really say what they are. But is there
I think
anything?
I, well, I mean, on the Domo side, I think this past 6 months has been about getting in the market. I think the next 6 months is about making a difference to the people that use it. So integration and ease of use are really our main focus of things that you will see from January 15th, which is our first release of the new year. A big focus is also on the customer end. We came out with a version one of what we call Violet, which is it's an app that the dealer can give to their customers. We packed it with features. Probably, again, for as much technology as people like to go slow. So we are already, we got a I got 100. We came out with this in the beginning of November. We did 150 interviews with users and dealers since. And we got all the feedback. We're coming up with a V2 of that product, hopefully by the end of January. That's going to, you know, include and address anything that we have heard so far. So we're very responsive as a company. And my strategy is get it out there, see what sticks, see what works, and what doesn't work, get the feedback and fix it, rather than sit, you know, in a room and plan things for the next 18 months. So that's really our approach. So we are, I think people have been appreciating it. I mean, we're pretty alive. We have more developers doing this than anybody else in the industry. That's all we do. We have 27 developers in the firm. So we're pretty switched on. I mean, the Finn guys also have added, those guys are amazing. I mean, they really added a huge amount of wealth of knowledge and expertise in by joining in.
Well, I'm excited to see the company grow, even though you've kind of grown very rapidly already.
We got a lot more to do, trust me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you guys are just going to skyrocket from here, even though you've kind of already started to do that. And then as time progresses, you know, you're going to have shows, you are going to ISC. CD, I think, is a great place to be, like you said, what you said earlier about having your regular product services, but then having like a pro version in the CD channel is great. You yourself, that's the whole reason that the company existed, is because you were looking for a need that didn't really exist, or a solution for the need that didn't exist, and now you have Domots, which sounds like it's been doing very well.
Just to give you, you know, the approach, I mean, when I meet a dealer, I usually ask him to give me the logs of their service calls. That's how we come to our features, rather than saying, hey, this is how you reboot the device. So that's really the approach that we have, which is we're trying to fix the problem.
Okay.
So that's I'm very keen on that.
Cool. Now, for anyone out there who wants to learn more about the companies or has any questions or maybe is interested in becoming a dealer, where's the best place they can go to do that?
Our website is www.domots.com. We're always trying to improve it to make it easy, but you know, drop us a line at dealers@domots.com. You'll get an answer very, very quickly to get you onboarded. You know, if you want to buy our hardware from us, we have discounts, of course, for the dealer side. To get enabled on, you know, we already have a Control 4 tab, but with specific functionality, but we're adding a Lutron tab, we're adding a Crestron tab. So all those features are for dealers only. All the you know, intelligence we're putting in, the event engine, that's a product that is just for the CDA market. So to get enabled, I think people love the idea that, and it's great that they just download it and start, but they're actually seeing probably, you know, 10-20% of the functionality. So I incentivize everybody to just, you know, drop us a line to test the full product. And again, I mean, just think of this as people use us for two different reasons. Actually, there's a crowd that, especially the very high end market, that basically are buying an insurance policy, and they pay us $36 a year to buy an insurance against problems. This, if they have half a problem in 1 year, the strike price of that insurance is covered, right? I mean, they save a truck roll and they can do something about it. So some people just see it as that. You know, it's a very, I brought the price to a level where it just makes sense because you sleep better. Some others are really fixated on recurring revenues, which is, I think, it's very noble task, which is, I mean, it's happening. It's a little slow, but to be implemented, because it's an industry that has to change. But step one of a recurring revenue model is being able to be intelligent from the comfort of your office. Otherwise, you cannot scale it. So again, people have different approaches. Somebody, you know, it hits both sides of the equation. But you know, the best thing is just to go and try it. I think, you know, in terms of a UI user experience, we try to be. I have four graphic designers. I don't even think any of my competitors are graphic designers, to be honest with you. So we try to be. Well, we try to do all we can to make it a no-brainer. But yes, come and visit www.domots.com. The Fing side, we have www.fing.io. As I said, that's more on the consumer side. But if you're curious what we're doing, check it out as well. and or call me or text me or email me if you want to know anything. I'm unfortunately awake most of the times.
But don't send a fax. That is a 1982 technology that does not need to exist anymore. I just want to share that with the world.
Agreed.
Well, Domenico, I think that is the extent of the questions that I have, because I feel like you've answered all of them before I could even get most of them out. And I would love to have you back in the future, as your company seems to be ready to expand way into the future. I think your company is brilliant, and I think you're making some very smart moves. It sounds like you're a very busy man, so I think it's time for me to let you get going to the rest of your employees where you're traveling today. So, first of all, thank you so much for your time, your knowledge, and I appreciate everything that you're doing for our industry. I hope to see you at CEDIA, possibly ISE coming soon, maybe even CES in January, and a few other shows as the company expands. Might have the need to go to those shows as well. So,
I certainly hope so.
Yeah. And I should mention, if for all those places Domenico just had mentioned to reach out, if maybe you're more of a social person and you want to try reaching out to their brand this way, head over to Twitter. It's at Domotz, DOMOTZ. If you like Facebook, it's facebook.com/TheDomotz. Give them a like. They're on LinkedIn, obviously, linkedin.com/company/Domotz. They're on Google+. And the other brand that they've incorporated with, Fing, which we had all mentioned before, that is very similar, not quite the same. Similar. You can check out some of their social integration as well on Twitter. It's at Fing App. Facebook is going to be /@Fing-app. Google+ is there. And the same with Instagram, it's at Fing App. And I believe, did I not mention Instagram for your company at Domotz? I'm pretty sure it's the same. It's going to be...
Yeah, it is.
It's at Domotz.
And I thank you for pointing that out.
Violet,
the real Violet, my marketing guru would have killed me. So that's good that you did. Thank you.
Thank you. And anyone out there who wants to send me some questions, email me some information. Maybe you hate the show. Let's hear it. It's at Johnny... Or no... It's not Twitter. It's Johnny Mota, JohnnyMota, the number 3. That's JohnnyMota3@gmail.com. Again, social names and words and things. Twitter at JMota3. Facebook is there. Google+. Instagram is at JMota3. It's all pretty much the same. Drop me a line and give me some advice. Tell me you want to be on the show. Tell me you have some innovative new things. Maybe you want to partner with Domenico. I don't know. Email me all the information and we'll make it happen, whatever it is. Everyone, this has been AV Insider. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next show in the new year.